This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that they have begun an assault against Islamic State, declared that last enclave of the militant group controlling eastern Syria. Mustafa Bali, an SDF spokesman, tweeted Saturday that SDF started to move on to the last village remaining under jihadist control, village of Baghouz, which is the only one remaining. This battle will be sealed in the coming days. SDF officials in the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remain in the area. More than 23,000 Syrian civilians and foreign nationals fled eastern Syria this past week as the SDF, which includes Kurdish YPG militia fighters. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office says it will do as the nation's king has wished. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
The Raksachant political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubul Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since a 2014 military coup. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A Christian woman acquitted of blasphemy after spending 8 years on death row in Pakistan has been transferred from a secret location near the capital to another in Karachi, but she's still not allowed to leave the country. Aman Ula, who spoke to Asia Bibi by telephone, said the 54-year-old is being held in a room in a southern part.